This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Now, I wanted to bring you on, Mr. Bozell, to talk a little bit about what you call as a breach of trust between your wife and you. And I know you've done a couple of talk shows, television talk shows. You're not doing a lot of radio, but we do appreciate you being on our program today. You are talking about trust between you and your wife. What happened?
Basically, that she is, I think, she's not backing me up on a trauma that I recently went through, and I do need for her to apologize to me, or I wanted to use your program as a platform for making things equal, getting some justice for me.
What did she do that would have you want justice from your wife?
I was at, if you want me to start the story.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have a dentist. I went to the dentist to have my wisdom teeth out last Friday. I had two impacted wisdom teeth that were taken out by my dentist. I was put out with a sodium barbiturate. I was out for 45 minutes. They felt that they could let me go. I felt pretty good, so my wife drove me home. That was after having my wisdom teeth out. And I said I began thinking, as I was driving home, I had read some news stories about dentists back east specifically who had been charged with fondling or otherwise sexually assaulting their patients while they have been put out.
Right. That's true.
I have a female dentist, and I do not want to mention her name, and I know the producer of your program told me not to mention her name.
For legal reasons, yes, sir.
I was thinking when I drove home about the possibility, and I'm not saying that it had happened to me, but I was out for 45 minutes. I was under the influence of a very, very strong sedative that had knocked me out. I was in a much deeper than twilight sleep, and I began to think, if, and I'm only saying if, I had been fondled. And I don't think that is an unusual thing to worry about.
All right, you were worried about being, that you'd been fondled while you had your wisdom teeth out?
I was thinking about, was that a possibility during the procedure? I don't know if you read the newspapers, but some dentists have been charged with fondling their patients when they're out. And because my dentist is a female.
You thought it was possible that you were fondled?
Yes, sir.
Did you have any reason to believe that you were fondled?
No, sir, other than the fact that this had been in the news.
All right, then what happened?
So I said to my wife, and I wrote it down. My attorney asked me to write it down. Oh, my God. What if I was fondled? And that's when she asked me what I was talking about. And I said, what if the doctor fondled me on account she's a female? And then my wife said to me, which I thought is really the beginning of what's happened between us, she said, oh, yeah, Steve, she fondled you, all right. There's lipstick marks on your fly.
And she was being facetious.
She was being more than facetious. She was being sarcastic. And I caught myself because I didn't want to break down in front of her, but I thought it was very insensitive. And when we got home, I ran inside, and the only thing I could think to do is lock myself in the bathroom, and I just broke down.
You broke down why? Because you felt you'd been fondled?
Well, the possibility of me being fondled was emotionally difficult to deal with, but then my wife said she was sarcastic with me.
You started to feel emotionally upset because your wife said, I see lipstick marks on your fly.
Yes, sir. And that my wife would make a joke out of me being fondled was, I believe, a serious breach of trust and love. That I said to her that I am so hurt, and that's one of the reasons why I contacted you on some of the talk shows, that I felt like I can contact the church where my wife is an assistant to the elders council.
Your church, you and your wife belong to this church?
Yes, we do. And I will let them know that when my wife was a student at Vanderbilt University, 1979, she had a lesbian relationship that lasted through her sophomore and junior years with a woman who is also married now and lives in our old hometown in Knoxville, Tennessee. And she told me about it, and I promised that I wouldn't say anything about it, but I will today. And I think it's only right.
No, wait a second. Mr. Bozell, and you, have you mentioned this on any other show?
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay, because I'm going to give our phone number out, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Stephen Bozell of Corona, California, his wife basically, she laughed at you when you thought it was possible you'd been fondled in the dentist chair. Is that correct?
That is correct.
She was sarcastic. She said, yeah, I see lipstick marks. Because she laughed at you, you are thinking about, you've already done it.
Yes, I am. But I can also give the name of the lady that she had the affair with.
Well, all right. I mean, so you're coming out on the air and you're threatening what? You're threatening to give the information out about your wife's lesbian affair?
My wife had a lesbian affair, yes.
Can I ask you, Mr. Bozell, if you don't think you're overreacting?
No, sir, I don't think I'm overreacting. And that, two people mentioned that to me already. I'm not overreacting. Every year, dentists fondle their female patients who have been knocked out.
That is true, and they're charged with a crime.
That's right. Isn't it possible that since I have a female dentist, that when I went under for my wisdom teeth surgery, that she took liberties with my body?
What do you know about this doctor?
She's a good doctor.
Well, then why would she want to fondle you?
Because I was out cold, and because I am a man, and I am... The opportunity presented itself to her. I'm very much into country music. I wear cowboy boots. I wear Western wear. Women are attracted to that. She's made comments about how I look like a cowboy and how she likes my Western wear.
All right. So you said to your wife, what if I was fondled in the chair by this female dentist while I was having my wisdom teeth taken out? And your wife said to you, she made some wise-ass crack, and so now you want to let the world know about the lesbian relationship she had at Vanderbilt.
That's right. I won't release the name of the woman that she had the affair with.
Well, what has she got to do?
I would like my wife to apologize. I also want to be allowed to investigate whether the doctor fondled me while my wisdom teeth were being pulled. And I also want to have psychiatric treatment after I've been raped in the dentist chair to deal with the pain of the fondlement. Now, that's all I'm asking for, and I don't think that's too much.
Well, if you were fondled in your dentist chair by your female dentist, then yes, you are entitled to that. But there's nothing's been determined whether you've been fondled or not, right?
No, but it's possible.
All right. So how are you going to determine whether you were fondled?
I could go back to the dentist and say, did you fondle me while you were taking my wisdom teeth out?
You're going to go back to your dentist and ask if she fondled you while she was taking...
Mr. Ernie, I don't want to argue with you. It's clear that my wife made me look like a fool when she laughed at me and...
Well, look... Your wife is one part of your problem. The other part of your problem is getting the dentist to admit that she fondled you while you were in the dentist chair. You have no reason to believe that you were fondled, other than news reports that dentists sometimes fondle their patients when they're under the influence of some drug. That's what they sometimes do.
That's correct.
And so you took that information, you're driving home from the dentist office, and you think, good God, maybe I was fondled too.
It's the possibility.
You bring that up to your wife, she says... She makes a joke out of it. You feel bad. You cry. And now you're threatening to tell everybody about the lesbian relationship that your wife had at Vanderbilt University 20 years ago.
That is correct.
Do you think that any of that is very mature?
I think, sir, Mr. Henry, that a man has the right to protect his... the man has a right to protect his name. He has a right to protect his manhood. And a woman who... My wife, who had a lesbian relationship, turns around and laughs at me because I have a legitimate feeling that I might have been fondled while my wisdom teeth were taken out.
You got no legitimate feeling, do you? Well, how do you know?
Because she's a... How many female dentists are there?
I don't know.
Okay, there's not that many female dentists. So given the fact that there are not that many female dentists, when they see a man who has been knocked out, laying in a dentist chair, waiting with his mouth wide open, waiting to have his wisdom teeth taken out... Don't you think they'd say, I'm gonna try it out. I'm going to see what I can do here, because there ain't that many of us.
A female dentist, the first thing she's going to think of when she sees a man out cold in her chair is, why did I fondle him?
Because there's not that many. The dentist said to me when I left the office, hey, Steve, everything came out fine. And I had this feeling that she might have been talking also about my penis. And I don't know. I'm just scared. That's all.
Have you talked to anybody?
I've spoken to my attorney, yes, sir.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686, as Steve has talked about his fear that he went in to have his wisdom teeth taken out and perhaps he was fondled by his female dentist, but he has no reason to know whether he was or not. He mentioned it to his wife. She laughed at him, and because she laughed at him, now he's so angry at her that he wants to expose the lesbian relationship that he alleges she had while she was at Vanderbilt University. And on top of all of that, he wants to be compensated for the psychiatric treatments he feels he should receive because he was, quote, raped while having his wisdom teeth out. 1-800-449-8686. This guy's been on a couple of national television shows, too. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I'm with Stephen Bozell. He's a construction contractor from Corona, California. He fears that when he had his wisdom teeth pulled on Friday, that it's possible the female dentist, and we don't want her name mentioned. You understand that, sir?
I understand, yes.
Might have fondled him because other dentists fondle other patients when they're out. Now, your wife laughed at that.
If my wife laughed at that, Mr. Hendry, and I think that it is a fundamental bond of trust, the one between a man and a wife. And when a man has a real fear and his wife laughs in his face, then the bond of trust is broken. And that's why I swore I would never tell anybody about the lesbian relationship that she had at Vanderbilt in 1979. But now I'm prepared to do that.
But you know, you're going to go out on the air and talk about the lesbian relationship that your wife... Why would...
Because my wife is a member of our church, okay? And I can tell you right now, the church, the elders, and the deacons council, too, is not going to look very favorably on a member of an assistant of the elders council having been eating a box lunch or whatever you want to call it. That's all I'm talking about.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. So you're going to rat your wife out.
I don't like... use that word.
Well, that's what it sounds like to the church elders that she was a lesbian at one time because she laughed at you when you said maybe I got fondled while my wisdom teeth were being pulled.
Okay, you can laugh all you want.
I'm just the reality of this just hit home for me. That's all. Stacy, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just happened to turn on the radio and I almost couldn't believe what I was hearing. I thought it was some sort of a joke. And
well, if
I just,
you think a man's wife stabbing him in the back is a joke.
Well, I think that this is the craziest, most absurd thing I've ever heard. Just because something you've seen on the news, my opinion is that you needed psychiatric help.
Are you a woman?
Way before.
Are you a female?
Yes, I'm a female.
Okay. You don't worry about a doctor wanting to grabbing a handful of your butt when you're having your wisdom teeth taken out?
Go ahead, I'm sorry. A handful of her butt?
Well, do you ever worry about that, ma'am?
Well, just to let you know, I have had my wisdom teeth taken out.
How do you know?
And it was by a male doctor, and I don't worry about every little thing. I trust the doctor that I go to, and just because something has happened to a rare handful of people, I don't think that it's going to happen to me, and I don't freak out. If my husband came home and told me he thinks someone fondled him while he was knocked out, I would laugh at him, too. I would say that is
okay,
hilarious.
And right there is a basic breach of trust between the man and woman.
Why can't your wife laugh at the notion that...
What's so funny about me being fondled?
Well, I mean...
Am I not that good-looking or nothing, or what?
I don't know. I've never met you, sir.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying to Stacy, though. When a woman laughs at the idea that maybe the female doctor would want to grab a handful, now you're saying I'm ugly or something.
Well, you say that she commented on your Western wear, so now you think you're all that in a bag of chips, and she wants to fondle you. From the sound of your voice and what you've said, I couldn't imagine somebody even thinking of wanting to lay a finger on you, let alone to take your teeth out.
Okay, right there. That's purposeful insult, Mr. Hendry, on the part of your caller.
Well, wait, all right, look it. You said that you wear Western wear. Is that it?
Yes, sir, I do. I'm very much into Western wear. That's my lifestyle.
All right, but she thought you looked sexy?
I wear a bootcut jean, and I wear the Western Wear shirt.
But did she say...
I look. Have you ever seen Tim McGraw, ma'am, the country singer?
I think cowboy boots are about the ugliest thing in the world.
Well,
so, I mean, that's not my personal...
You don't know what you're missing, okay?
What, are you saying you look like Tim McGraw?
No, but I dress like him. And so my dentist said that she thought I looked hot. So now I'm driving home, and I'm thinking, okay, she said she thought I looked hot, and then I'm coming home with my wife, and she goes, how do you feel? I go, sweet Christ, I could have been fondled. I got chrome tip. See, God damn it.
Watch your language, okay?
She's laughing at me, too.
All right, look, Stacy,
sorry,
thanks for your call. I got to move on, but I appreciate your phone call. Chrome-tipped what?
I have chrome-tipped boots, sir. That's part of my lifestyle. Anybody who's into Western wear, anybody who's into country music or country riding or rodeo or anything, is very much interested in the kind of clothing that they wear. We wear Western wear and Western wear only. I go to the boot barn up in Ventura County. I do ride chrome. I ride chrome.
What do you mean you ride chrome?
I have a specially chrome-dipped saddle that I use when I go riding. And that's just me. But... For people to say that I couldn't have been fondled when I was in the dentist chair is basically saying that I'm butt ugly and nobody want to touch me.
Did you want to be fondled? I mean, if you weren't fondled, you might have been insulted that you weren't. Mildred, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Listen, I'm not questioning what he's saying because he may know what he's talking about. I mean, I don't know. We weren't there.
I
you
don't
were
know
right.
Either, man. I could have been fondled. Maybe not that I was.
Okay, but I'm not questioning that.
Thank you.
But as far as I know, I'm an old lady. I had a lot of teeth pulled, and there's always a girl in the dentist's office.
Wait a minute. How do you know? If you're knocked out cold, how do you know?
Well, then how do you know?
Because I'm saying possible that there was nobody there, and she grabbed a handful while the person was out of the room.
Yeah, it's possible, but do you know that it happened?
No, I don't. I'm scared, though, that maybe it did.
How do you know that it could have?
Look, I want to tell you something. My niece is a...
Can I ask you a question? How come I had an erection when I came to?
That I don't know. You may have been thinking
of something. There you go. You don't have any answers.
How do you? You had a what?
You don't have no answers for that, but how come I had one?
It might have been involuntary. It's a lot of men wake up with one of those.
Look, I want to tell you something. My niece is a dental hygienist, okay?
If there was another girl in the room, then maybe they tried to...
And she's always in the room when the dentist...
If they tried to tag team rape me, then I have a lawsuit.
I'm not arguing with you.
Okay.
I don't say that you're not right because I don't know. But as far as I'm talking about what happened to me, and my niece is a dental hygienist, I believe the word is.
A what?
And she, a dental hygienist. Anyway,
I don't know what that is.
Well, she works
a dental,
for the dentist.
They clean teeth. They clean teeth.
Right, okay. And all I'm saying is...
Why'd
that
you get all your teeth pulled out? That's another question that you have to answer.
What, excuse me?
Why'd you have all your teeth pulled out? Did you want them all pulled
out? Well, look, I'm 77 years old.
Yeah, but did you give them permission to pull your teeth?
Of course I did.
All right.
Of course I did.
Let the lady finish, okay? Your niece is a dental hygienist.
Okay. And even though she may just clean teeth, she still is his assistant, okay? And I used to kid her. I say, what do you mean? Every time he pulls teeth, my God, you're in the room? She says, yes. So I just thought of this,
okay,
and I'm saying, how...
I don't know who she is. I don't know what dentist, and maybe he's got morals. But my dentist may not.
You should go over to your dentist and say, excuse me, did you fondle me?
Why would I say that? Why would I
say
that?
No, not you, Mildred. I'm talking to Steve. Would you do that?
Did you ask your dentist, Mildred, if you'd been fondled?
I would never ask. I would never even think of it.
Well, but okay, see?
Okay, but you
are... What are
you
all excited about, man?
Maybe if your niece had been in the room when my wisdom teeth were getting pulled...
Yeah?
How do I know that she wouldn't have fondled me?
That my niece also wouldn't have fondled you?
Yes, sir. Ma'am.
Well, then you have these things on your mind. I can't answer that. I'm sorry.
Right, exactly. And I doubt very much if the woman's niece. Maybe if I'd been in the room, what do you think, Steve? Would I have fondled you?
Okay. You can both go straight to hell.
All right, I'm going, guys.
Oh, look at that. He just hung up, so it doesn't make any difference. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Stephen Bozell, he's a contractor from Corona, California. He had his wisdom teeth taken out on Friday. He's afraid, given the fact that he was out cold, that maybe the dentist fondled him. He has a female dentist who commented on how good he looked in Western wear. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Bill Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I'm talking with construction contractor Stephen Bozell, who has threatened legal action, actually against his dentist and his own wife. He fears that he might have been fondled in the dentist chair by his female dentist when he was having his wisdom teeth taken out. Your wife doesn't believe that it happened, right?
No, she doesn't believe it happened, Mr. Henry, because she doesn't believe that I'm attractive enough to be fondled by a woman. And I tell you something, I hope it never happens to you, that your wife someday lets you know that you are butt ugly and no woman would want to get a handful while you're unconscious in a dentist chair. And so I feel it.
So you're offended that your wife doesn't think you could have been fondled on a dental chair because you're not handsome enough?
Because I'm not handsome enough. So what I have told her is, unless I get an apology, I will put on the very best Western wear that I own. And I can tell you right now, when I put on my Western wear, I look very attractive to women, and they have told me so. I can tell.
What do you wear? What is the?
I have a red suede vest. I wear pleather chaps. I'm going to go down to the Outback, to the bar at the Outback down here on Moore Park. I will pick up a woman, and I'll bring her back to our house just to prove to my wife that I'm good-looking enough to pick up a woman or to be fondled in a dentist chair, even though it's illegal.
So you're offended that your wife doesn't think you're good-looking enough to be fondled?
That's correct, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, indeed. Yes, sir, indeed.
1-800-449-8686. Bill?
Yes.
Go ahead, Bill. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
I just wondering how long the gentleman's been married to his wife.
Yes, sir. I've been married 20 years in 2 more years.
Okay.
What do you mean it'll be? Wait, hold on. What do you mean it'll be 20 years in 2 more years?
It'll be 20 years in the year 2004.
Well, then how long have you been married now?
20 minus 2 is...
20 minus 2 is what? 18?
Yes, sir. Mr. Henry, I don't appreciate being spoken to.
Well, just say you're married 18 years. I'll be married 20 years in 2 years. Go ahead, Bill.
To the same woman. You've been married that length of time to the same woman?
Yes, sir, I have.
Have you ever had any psychiatric evaluation?
Have I ever had any what, sir?
Have you ever been psychiatrically evaluated?
Have I been to a psychic or a psychiatrist? What
you
talking
about? Have you been to a psychiatrist?
Oh, see, so now you're saying that I'm nuttier than 2 coats of paint. Is that it?
No, man, I'm just asking. Just asking. Have you ever?
No, I'm fine. I feel pretty good.
And this is the first time.
I don't need a psychiatrist. My wife needs a psychiatrist for thinking that I'm too ugly to be fondled.
This is the first time that you and your wife ever had a problem like this?
No, sir. We've had a number of problems where my wife doesn't think that I can get it done. I told her I could go out.
I'm not surprised by that.
What's that, sir?
I said I'm not surprised by that.
Well, what are you saying? I told her I could go out and get raped by a woman.
Anybody that doesn't have any more confidence in his manhood than you've got, Jack, just got it waiting for him.
Well, hold on. What you mean I don't have no confidence in my manhood? I'm good looking. I wear my Western wear.
Well, see, you've been married for 20 years, and you're worried about what you look like to other women, man.
Well, how come I didn't
That's just wrong.
How come my wife don't believe I could get fondled in a dental chair?
It's probably not that she doesn't believe you can get fondled in a dental chair. It's probably she worries she's concerned about you worrying about something like that.
Hey, let me ask you something. Do you go to the dentist?
Sure.
Okay. You do?
Sure. I've been to male and female both.
Okay, you've been a female dentist?
Sure.
And she never reached out and tried to get a handful?
Never.
How do you know?
Because she always has an assistant.
Was you awake?
Do what?
What are you asking this guy?
Hold on. Were you awake?
I'm sorry, I didn't...
Was you awake, or was you put out on sodium pentothal or something so she could grab a handful and you...
I have been out.
Okay, how do you know she didn't stick her hand down your...
Oh, would you come on?
No, you're somebody like you. I think you're more concerned that you weren't than maybe that you were.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking you're worried that you weren't, and it...
If you're fondled, that's a violation of your person. Although, yes, it would have been okay if I'd been fondled, because then my wife would know that I'm good-looking enough to get... to have someone put their hand down my pants while they're cleaning my teeth.
What?
Look, how come I had blue balls, when I woke up, I had an erection. Now, you can't tell me you don't get no erection when you're getting your teeth pulled.
What do you mean you're not good-looking enough to have somebody put their hand down your pants while they're cleaning your teeth?
Just what I said.
All right, Bill, thanks a lot for your call.
You can have him. I always
place my penis on the right side, and for some reason when I got home from the dentist, it was on the left. Did I move it there? I was out cold, sir. Yeah.
And you need to get you an appointment with a psychiatrist.
Yeah, well, you should go to a dentist.
He's been to a dentist. Thank you for your call. I always placed my penis on the right, and when I woke up, it was on the left.
That's right. I guess you think I'm crazy.
No, I think you're fine, man. I think you're okay, and I think you're going down the right path. Sue your wife. Ask the dentist if she fondled you while she was pulling your wisdom teeth.
Well, she's still got to pull the other two, so I'm going back in on Friday.
Oh, okay, great. Good luck.
Thank you very much, Mr. Henry. I'm going to go on Oprah next week.
Okay, good. Yeah, you let her all know about that lesbian relationship that your wife might have had. 1-800-449-8686. I'm going on Oprah next week. Phil Henry Show.
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Now, we got Stephen Bozell on the line, who is a construction contractor who feels that he might have been fondled while he was in the dentist chair getting his wisdom teeth out. Your dentist is a female, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. We have, I got to tell you something, we have some information from your dentist's office that you might be interested in.
If my dentist called.
We got some information from your dentist's office that we will talk to you about in a second here. Here's Janine on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes,
Mr.
hi.
Mr. Bozell.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
hopefully?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Now, my question is, you mentioned having awakened with an erection, and then just a few moments ago you said that you, is at the terminology, you dressed to the right or to the left, and when you woke up, your penis was in a different spot.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, an erection is straight up, darling. It ain't to the right
ma'am,
or to
excuse
the left.
Ma'am, excuse me. You're a woman. I don't think you exactly know what one does from one time to the next. Believe me.
It's
straight up. It either goes
straight up.
It either goes to the right or to the left.
Oh, so you're
all right. What's the point of what is the point of all of this? What are we?
She doesn't know what she's talking about. She's some old lady. Last time you seen an erect penis, probably years ago.
Well, whatever, man. I mean, so what are we talking about here, folks?
She thinks I'm lying.
Let me tell you what I got a call
lying.
Here.
I just think that
I got a call from your dentist's office, which said that while you were getting your wisdom teeth taken out, you were grabbing yourself.
I beg your pardon?
I got a call from your dentist's office, and they said that while you were getting your wisdom teeth out and you were unconscious, your hand was down there and you were playing with it.
You better not be lying.
No, I'm not lying. That's what they said.
Uh-oh.
My dentist is Asian, and I am attracted to Asian women.
Yeah?
And she had just had a boob job. I don't know. Maybe that was it.
Well, there you go. Your Asian dentist had just had a boob job while she was pulling your wisdom teeth, and there you were, knocked out on sodium pentothal, and you had your hand in your pants. Does that explain anything?
Well, it's probably explains a lot.
Yeah, does that help you out?
Maybe.
So you are attractive, but...
Well, no, but she didn't fondle me.
Maybe she didn't fondle you, no.
Well, then I'm not attractive.
I don't know, man, okay? I'm just saying this is what the dentist said. You had it down there. The Asian dentist that you've got with the big breasts...
Yeah, she had just had a boob job. Now it's all coming back to me. That's right. My dentist had just come in, you just had a boob job, and just as soon as, right before I got knocked out, I remember being stimulated. And then I said, well, even if I'm knocked out cold, I can still reach down and play with it.
Okay, man, now does everything feel better? Does it all make sense?
Well, I feel stupid now.
Well, good. I'm going to put on Western wear and go to the Outback Steakhouse. It's the Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. On yesterday's show, Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, speaking of this falderall, said that he didn't want children to go to see Punxsutawney Phil, that is the groundhog on Groundhog's Day, because it wouldn't be right for children to go to a place called Gobbler's Knob, seeing as how it's a sexually charged name. Let's listen.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
My comment is that these children probably would not even notice that it was Gobbler's Knob. They're going to be so involved with the Punxsutawney.
But you know what I'm talking about.
You know,
but you know what I'm talking
about.
How are
you going to protect children against everything that has sexual connotations?
It's a good question.
That you infer have sexual connotations. Throughout their lifetime, they're going to have to choose.
Well, ma'am, I think you know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. Why do we have to expose our children to it?
Well, I want to ask you, the children would probably not even pay a bit of attention. There's a place in Canada called Regina. What does that sound like? Are you never going to let your kids go there because it might sound like
it's
something
actually
like
pronounced,
that? It's
actually pronounced Regina, so if you...
Well, it is
if
not.
You knew,
if you look it
no,
up, you'll
it
see
is,
that it's not pronounced
it is
Regina.
Pronounced
that's
Regina.
How it's spelled,
it's
but that's not how it's pronounced.
Where is this?
It's in Saskatchewan, Phil. It's in Saskatchewan, Phil. It's called
but
Regina.
But it's so ridiculous.
But
I mean, you guys
mind,
are putting all these sexual connotations. Gobbler has to do with turkeys. And if you tell the kids that it had to do with the turkey had to like the woman who's from Pennsylvania.
You knew full well that Gobbler's Knob had to do with oral sex.
Oh, it does not. It does not. That's not why they named it.
Wait a minute.
Just because this guy was crazy enough to call up and say how scared he was because of something that happened to him, that's got nothing to do with the name of the city. And
what do you think
the
reaction
the
would be when a child comes back with a T-shirt that says, "I just gobbled knob"?
No, they're not going to. Well, they're going to see that. I saw Punxsutawney Phil at Gobbler's Knob.
Are you saying that you want a child wearing a T-shirt like that?
Hey, I have 10 grandkids, and I raise 4 kids.
What you are doing is you can't answer the question. You can't answer the question.
I wouldn't care. If my kids came back and said, I said Punxsutawney Phil at Gobbler's Knob,
the T-shirt
that are inappropriate, don't let them buy the T-shirt.
The T-shirt says I gobbled knob, and it means I was at Gobbler's Knob. And
well, who made the T-shirt?
I beg your pardon?
Who made the stupid T-shirt?
Well, I don't know. There's all kinds of vendors on the street. They're going to be selling all kinds of T-shirts.
So don't buy them.
I would rather that a child not be exposed to knob gobbling or anything.
If a parent wants their kid to wear a T-shirt that says that, then that's up to their parents. You can't police everybody.
Yes, you can, ma'am. You cannot allow a child to be turned into a sex object. I would interfere with any parent that tried to do that to their child. I don't care who they are, and that would include you too, ma'am.
You know,
I
you're overstepping there, Mr.
No,
Santos.
No, you're truly overstepping.
This
when
is
the state
America.
Goes in.
People have free will.
You are not allowed to abuse your child, Maureen, as much as they
I
would like to think.
I've never abused my child or
well,
any
that's
of
what
my
you're advocating. That's what you're advocating.
You are advocating.
Wait a minute. Why are you saying that she's advocating child abuse?
Because she's saying it's none of my business if a kid's wearing a T-shirt that says, "I just gobbled knob."
If it's your kid, it's your business.
No,
you
if it's your kid, it's my business.
All right. If Maureen's kid, if Maureen's grandkid is what? Jesus. Everybody quiet now. Can I say something?
Maureen, I think you feel a little guilty that you'd have your kid wearing a T-shirt that says, "I'm a knob gobbler."
I didn't say my kid would wear it.
You said that you would. You said that you said it was none of my business.
I wouldn't have apoplexy because there's a place that's been named after turkeys.
Well, it's not named after turkeys. It's named after oral sex. And I bet you're the kind of woman.
You spent too much time in the locker room in middle school. That's where you got your opinion.
You're the kind of woman. You would probably put on a T-shirt that says, "I gobbled knob."
I wouldn't buy it. But if you think that everybody has to wear it, has to buy it because somebody made it, well, that's stupid.
All right, so you're saying that's what the question is. Gobbler's Knob has to do with oral sex?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But you're not.
How do you know?
Because I lived it in Pennsylvania.
You what?
I lived in Pennsylvania.
Well, why don't you get rid of the Time Life phone and call me up on when I can understand?
Phil Hendry.
There you go, Gobbler's Knob. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Punxsutawney Phil, a little groundhog. I guess he's coming out. You know, we're going to take a little bit of a respite. Will we be around for the groundhog? Let me ask a question, if I can be so bold. Is that groundhog right or wrong, or how often has he been right? And how many farmers have been blown out of their land because Punxsutawney Phil was up on Gobbler's Knob and blew it in predicting whether winter was going to hang around for 6 weeks? And is there anybody out there, the Al-Qaeda or anybody else, that wants to make thinly sliced, you know, delicatessen meat out of Punxsutawney Phil? 6 more weeks of winter. Okay. You can go to a website and check out and see how often the guy has come out and seen his shadow. It's bull, man. There's no way that the guy comes out. How do you know he sees his shadow? I'm going to go out on a limb, and I know a lot of you are probably going to be shocked by this. I think the whole Punxsutawney Phil thing is just an excuse to sell T-shirts. Okay, there, I said it. I could be fired. I could be run out of town on a rail. I could be run out of this business on more than a rail. I could be run out of this town on a monorail, man. But I believe that Punxsutawney Phil's whole trip is just sell more T-shirts. And that movie that came out, it's actually an event now. I saw Groundhog Day with Bill Murray. Great movie. Now I want to take my kids to it. I want to stand there, I want to eat donuts, and I wait for the hedgehog to come out, or whatever the hell the thing is. My wife called it a gopher yesterday. I don't even know what it is. All right, so that was the story of Gobbler's Knob and Jay Santos. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. Oh, it's a tree beaver. Thank you very much for that. I just got the word from my producer. It's not a hedgehog, it's not a gopher, it's a tree beaver. Or it's a beaver up a tree. Listen, if you want the best of the Phil Hendry Show, 2001 Bring It is the name of our CD this year. Please call us toll-free at 877-616-7445. 877-616-7445 to order the best of the Phil Hendry Show for the year 2001. Also, you'd be happy to know that you can become a member of the Phil Hendry Show webpage by simply logging on to philhendryshow.com and getting a backstage pass. When you get a backstage pass, interesting little nuggets like that call between the lady and Jay Santos talking about Gobbler's Knob, you can get a hold of that. You can get a hold of a potpourri of different bits of audio from years gone by. In fact, I was on our website today listening to a bit from Minneapolis. I don't know how long ago it was, man. It's got to be like 8 years ago. And it was some screwball bit with Harvey Weierman. Do you remember, Janice, when you walked in, I was listening to it? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go and find it right now. It was an old Jim Sadler bit, that's right. And how he was able to get a job pin-setting, even though he was retarded. Something, I don't know what it was, but somebody actually got this audio and posted it on our website. And that's the oldest audio that we have. It sounds like it was recorded on a shortwave radio. We got a ton of Miami stuff for all of you you fine people in Miami to listen to. And then, of course, we have all of our national show stuff. But it's all there available on our website at philhendryshow.com. And in order to hear it, though, you have to have a backstage pass that's $6.95 a month, and that entitles you not only to the audio, you can also check out our webcast that we had last month. That was 6 solid hours of us show prepping and then doing the show on video. Our webcast was videoed by a 360-degree scrolling camera. The technology was amazing. So you can see that and go back and get the archive stuff back 30 days. I just had another call this hour. Some guy called up and said, is there any way I can get a copy of this show? Yes. You can go to our website and log on to our 30-day archive, but you've got to have a backstage pass. And the only way to get that is to go to the website and sign up to subscribe to the Phil Hendry Show website. Only $6.95 a month. Again, philhendryshow.com.